Okay, good morning. So day two, where is our vitality?
You want to know specific, it was above 90.
Okay, because if you're dropping below 90, something in your environment is affecting you. You know, where you're sleeping, your thoughts, emotions, all that. So all I'm doing is giving you tools in your toolbox to get over 90% every day. Because you shouldn't be working on any people, any dogs, any horses below 90%. And below 70% is an environment to grow cancer in because you're acidic. It'll be if you do the pH tests, you won't be alkaline. Okay, just thoughts and emotions. So I was at a dynamite seminar and Regan had this spectrograph thing and you could go up and put a product on it and it would read the vitality of it. And that's where I got this idea to do this. And I wanted to try it, so I went up and put my hand on it. And I was like at 78, and then I thought about the relationship I was living in. Just emotionally wasn't available, didn't contact me when I traveled, didn't even know what city state I was in. He was just a little ADD overwhelmed. It wasn't that he didn't love me, but he wasn't there to connect or whatever. And I thought about that, and I dropped it like to 50-something percent. So that's how much your home environment and how unhappy you are can change. And then I did my affirmation, I am love, I am light, I am joy, I am peace, I am real, I am healing, and I could get it back up to 85% in the space of 10 seconds. Tony Robbins, that I'm going to, teaches you about how to be in peak state at all times, how to change that emotion, catch your triggers, and be in peak state at all times, and then move forward from there. So we're going to do some relationship exercises today. Need a volunteer. Okay, and it's gonna be the arm test push thing, and you're gonna be on the camera. So you okay with that? Okay, so you're gonna come up here. And which arm would you like to use?
Yes, my right one.
Okay, so it's always straight out to the side, and the wrist is gonna be loose.
Okay.
Okay, and we're just gonna say, we're gonna see what your yes is. So I'm gonna push. Is that your yes? You're holding hard? You're supposed to be pushing up as...
Oh, I'm supposed to push against you. I'm sorry.
You're supposed to hold your arm, and then I'm muscle testing to see your positives and your negatives.
Okay.
So show me yes, and then show me no. Okay, so say your name. My name is...
My name is Wendy.
And I'm going to push. Is that how hard you can hold when you say my name is Wendy? Okay, now say my name is something else. My name is
April.
Okay, so your polarity's not on. So when you have a positive, you should be holding firm. And when you have a negative, you should be weak and dropping. Okay, so I'm going to push, show me yes. And I'm going to push, show me no. See a little bit of a difference where you just can't seem to hold it? Okay. So I'm going to think either something extremely positive about you or extremely negative about you. We're not going to make eye contact. And it's just an exercise to show you how someone else's thoughts, emotions, and feelings can affect your energy.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to push. And I'm going to push. I'm going to push. And I'm going to push. Can you see a difference?
Big difference.
Yeah.
Huge difference.
So put your arm down. So the 1 and 3 were really positive, and 2 and 4 were really negative. And that's just someone else. Have you ever been around women that could just drain your energy and shut you down?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're doing.
My neighbor can do that.
Yeah. And the reason I had you watch Donna Eden Energy Medicine, she shows how someone just with their eyes or their hand can go like this, and you just feel like... How do you get rid of that? How do you bring yourself back up? Mm-hmm. Okay. And the story is like, so if you want a bank loan or a job or something, and you walk into the office and it's a guy that's all fat and big beard and he had lunch and there's stains on his shirt, and you walk in with all this fat slob, whatever, in your head, you're already projecting that, don't plan on getting that job or that bank loan. If you can walk in and you don't have to know anything about him and just say he must be an awesome provider and he really enjoys his food and you're putting out the good vibes, they want to be in your energy. You can change anything in any room. Okay? But this is how you deflect it so that nobody can affect your energy. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. You are only going to think positive, amazing thoughts about me.
Okay.
Okay. And you don't have to know anything. You can say they're a divine goddess. They must be a good mother. They're a beautiful soul. You don't have to know anything about that person. Okay? So we're going to do the same thing.
Okay.
And you're going to just think amazing thoughts about me. Okay. And we're not going to make eye contact. And I'll tell you when I'm going to push. Okay, I'm going to push. And I'm going to push. And I'm going to push. And I'm going to push. How cool is that? And
cool.
I did the exact same thing as last time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you can deflect someone's negative energy that's shutting you down and draining you.
So it's like your thoughts, your positive thoughts, it makes like
blocks
a
them. Right. Just because you're projecting good, it...
It
cancels their negative thoughts of you. But as soon as you're thinking anything negative, so they say in conscious language relationship courses, anytime you're saying anything bad about anyone else, it's bringing your energy down. Even just thoughts. I have to, you know, check myself when you have judgments on people. You know, I have a couple friends that are really heavy and they're just like this. And I'm like, well, you should stop putting all that stuff in your mouth. You know, if you don't want to be 280 pounds. You know, it's a judgment. You know, so, you know, so it's beautiful soul. It's just anything. So if you get into someone's, you're like, wow, I'm down to 70%.
And all I was saying things was loving, caring, soulful. I mean, I didn't use anything major like I did.
Or go personal into to me.
I didn't go into anything deep or anything. I just...
That's pretty neat. What about the zipper? That's from Donna Heenan, too.
Yeah, but this is just, you know, you can't always remember that and you can't always catch stuff when you, it's like, wow, I'm feeling angry, I'm feeling this, where is it coming from? I'm not down, I'm not at 90%. What do I need to get this back up? I'm in this room with this person who, it's a woman who knows how to shut down every other woman in the room, so you sit there and don't give your 2 cents worth or don't participate or something. How do you change that energy? Right? So the other part of that is, you know, coming in for a job, coming in for a bank loan. Okay, so they had guys that went and did interviews for jobs. And the guys just walked in and went like this, didn't score. The guys that went in, there's called a power pose. They went into the bathroom and you just stand like this for 2 minutes. You're opening yourself up and this is your power pose. So if you want a job or you want anything else, you just stand like this for 2 minutes. They went into the interviews open, relaxed, like this, with their heart chakra open and their chest open, where everyone else went into the interviews like this. So who got hired? The guys are, hey, how you doing? You know, they're already opened up in the bathroom, like, I did my power pose. Okay, da, 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 2 minutes, woo, rah, rah. And then they go into the interview like this, instead of like this. Yeah, that's a part of what Tony Robbins teaches. Get your chest up and out, open your heart chakra, be in this position, be engaging, don't be shoulders shut down.
It's like, I kind of going along with that, like we've done things before, going like y'all. You may be scared to death, but going like y'all, is that similar to...
Yeah, but sometimes it's knowing that you just have to go into the bathroom and go like this to have that moment to do that. Or how do I project this coming into this situation that I'm normally uncomfortable with? Thank you.
That body language sure speaks volumes. I mean, that's probably something, especially at our age, we, you know, not practiced it, you know, a lot.
We weren't taught it.
We weren't taught it.
We weren't taught relationship skills. We weren't taught communication skills. So part of this is, you know, when people bring me up a horse, go get the Cushing's horse. I'm like, really? He doesn't have a name? You're going to keep labeling it, and you're going to bring that into now, into now, into now, into the future. You know, the stupid kid, the retarded kid, the whatever. So I always tell my students, when you're picking a new horse, you know, there's a big group, you don't want to be the last one coming in from the bathroom or your break, because you're going to get the biggest, most obnoxious horse. Everyone's going to go for the cute little horse. And one of the places I was teaching, a lady had some personal issues and phone call, and it was the final exam horse, and everyone had picked their horse, and there was this big horse in the stall, and she comes running around, she goes, oh shit, not him. And everybody else already knew his reputation, no one wanted to work on him. So, excuse me. She goes, okay, cancel Claire. She goes outside. She's like this. Oh, she's clearing herself and comes around the corner. She goes, oh, you big, beautiful guy. I get to work on you. I am so privileged. Walked into the stall and everyone couldn't believe he just let her work on him. They're all around the corner going, well, y'all walked in thinking he was a piece of shit, so he's going to show up and be a piece of shit horse for you. She's like, oh my God, I get the privilege of being with you. He goes, oh, I like you already.
Yeah.
You know, she was just a little thing and he was big. The owner's there holding him like this. And she got the whole thing done just by her perception of what she walked in the stall with. You know, so people say, oh, this is a broken horse. He's got this issue, this issue. I said, okay, canceled clear. You know, I see a perfect horse. I just see a whole bunch of issues and move that there, move this here, open this, open that, do some unwinding, get rid of the migraine, get rid of the tinnitus, and you have a beautiful horse. You know, but you're labeling them as a problem horse. So I can kind of see what I can make and overlay that. And then I put me and the horse in a bubble and the owner's out there. And then I have to say, please don't touch the horse while I'm working on the horse. As soon as I start working on the horse, they don't know. They just start petting that nose. They don't know why. It's like they're drawn into the energy. And I used to snap at the clients because I could feel the frizzly through. Now I just politely turn around and say, excuse me, I can only work on one client at a time. I work by the hour, and what you're doing is taking what I'm doing longer. Oh, oops, excuse me, okay. And then they're just like here, and their feelings aren't hurt. I used to snap at people, and then they'd kind of cry, and my horse is in so much pain, oh no. I say, well, they're a little uncomfortable in their body, and now comfort's returning. And they go, whew, okay. So it's all interesting in the perceptions and, you know, what you do. The lady that did my yoga video on equine cranial, okay, she was I had donated an $85 gift certificate to a horse rescue that got auctioned off, and she bought it. And when she called for the appointment, it was really hot. It was kind of far away. I was going to go there and not make any money, so I get off the phone, and I'm like, oh, God, I really don't want to do it. And you can't go there with that attitude. Okay, this is going to be a great day, and I'm just going to put as much as I can into it, and I'm going to be 100% present. And I worked on the horse, and four or five people were watching, and the whole horse just went, and then I asked the horse if there's anything else, and she said she's worried about the owner's health. By that time, they were kind of listening, and I said, she's kind of concerned about your health, and the lady just started crying. And she didn't really tell me what that was about, but she was in an ambulance within 48 hours. So she became my best advocate, filmed the yoga video for me, filmed the equine cranial video, was my personal assistant for a while. So that one thing and my attitude of how I went there could have had two different paths. Pretty cool? You know, I didn't go there saying, oh, I want to get more, you know, money. I want to do this. I just went in and said, I'm going to be the best that I can be right here, right now. And it just, yeah, because that was her mare in the yoga video. So it's pretty interesting stuff when you go in there with the right intention, what opens up for you. So that's energies. Well, he's in Europe somewhere, and he was like a psychologist married happily for 20 years, and he did this thing with his wife, but he didn't tell her. He'd go to work every day, and on one day, and he'd look at his picture on the desk, and they're across town, and he said that he was going to document it, and no matter what the results were, he would not fight with his wife, and he would still be loving and kind and whatever. So he did this for 14 days. Day one, he'd think loving thoughts about her all day long. He'd come home. She was there. You know, let's have some iced tea. Talk about your day. Day two, he'd think about all the unresolved conflicts that they had. Couldn't find her when she got home. She had a headache. You know, didn't feel like cooking dinner. They ended up in a fight that night. Next day, he's thinking positive thoughts about her, and she's present again. And after 14 days, he finally told her what he was doing. She goes, thank God, I thought I was hormonal and crazy. Surprised she didn't, like, kick him in the shins or something.
Yeah.
But just your thoughts across town about the person that you're involved with, sharing a bed with, your children, is projecting what's going to show up. Pretty cool, huh? Yeah. To me, there aren't any horses with training and behavioral issues. The more obnoxious they are, the more in pain they are, and the more patience I have. I won't let them kick me or bite me, but, you know. And I'll ask, that equine and winning checklist you have is just to make sure that you do all that by the time you leave. You might not be able to do it in that order. You might have to go in and emotion code a horse before you can do anything else. I worked on one horse, he couldn't get a spray bottle near him. Yeah. And she says, so what are you going to do that all the other equine body workers didn't do? You know, what's different about you? I said, I don't know, let's see, your horse is pretty sore. It took me about 20 minutes, I got him covered with release. You know, I had to like go over here, put it on my hand, walk up to him, rub him. Couldn't get near him with a spray bottle because he was so toxic he couldn't handle any more fly sprays. They know when their skin is so toxic and they can't handle the chemicals anymore and they don't want spray bottles anymore. Why is a 14-year-old well-broke horse afraid of a spray bottle? Because they don't want what's in it on their skin anymore. So it takes them a while to realize what the release is, and it's soothing. Did all the body work. And next day, she calls me, she says, what did you do to my horse? I said, well, I don't know. What's he doing? He hates water. He hates being groomed. He's out there playing in the sprinklers. I said, well, it's a 105-degree day today. That's a good place for him to be. But he hates water. Well, he hated the feeling of what it felt like on his skin because he was uncomfortable in his body, and that's what they changed. And he's now more comfortable in his body. And he's out there, like, being sociable with the other horses. When you're in pain and you don't feel good, you are not very sociable. You're not a very good friend. I already had that issue with both shoulders. I was in so much pain, I lost all my friends. Oh, I was like this, hot flash, sheet, move sheet. This shoulder just couldn't even take a sheet across off. That's how bad it was. So I've been there, I know. I got all good new arms and shoulders. It's all good. We're going to be working on your first ribs today. I am. So we have a massage table set up somewhere, so you get a treat, so you get to see what the horses feel. Like, I'm going to open all of this up for you guys. Any questions about what we did yesterday? Did you go over your notes again and kind of get a gist of what we're doing? Because we're going to do that again. Mm-hmm. So it's nice that you do it twice and you get to go to sleep and then you do it again. And then those same horses will stay in at lunchtime, and then I teach you the new stuff. And every time I teach you new stuff, I only show you like two or three moves at a time, and then you go do. Because that's all we can remember. Two or three things, go do, and then you just put it all together. First ribs today, vitalities, emotions. So go ahead and find another trapped emotion for today. Look up what organ it's affecting. And then pick someone in your family that's close to you because you don't need permission and see what emotion they have and what organ it's affecting. Maybe someone that you know that has problems. Because I want to show you how to do it for someone that's not present.
Okay, so that's who we're picking the thing for?
One for you. One for a friend. I'm going to show you how to do a friend that's not present. People say, well, I don't want to do my mom. Well, that's why you need to do your mom, because it clears you and all your brothers and sisters and all your children. You have to say it out loud so your DNA hears it.
And I ask if it's
column A or column B. So for you, is it regular, heart wall, or inherited? First trapped emotion I have to release today, is it regular, heart wall, or inherited? Once you get a yes, you don't need to keep asking. Is there a trapped heart wall emotion I can release today? Yes. Column A, column B. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Grief. So, and it's current. So I can now release the trapped heart wall emotion of grief. Grief trapped heart wall emotion is now being released. I am now fully and clearly releasing the trapped heart wall emotion of grief. All thoughts, feelings, emotions of grief trapped in my heart wall are now being released. Once you learn about this stuff, you're asking every day. It's just that easy.
It's overjoy.
You'll have to ask David Bradley Nelson.
That was like, I was overjoy. I got it. Okay, we don't have to clue that one. I have no clue.
It's something to be cleared, but and then you want to look at the organ that it's affecting.
It's the heart wall, or heart or heart's wall intestines.
So if it's in your small intestine, it's part of that whole healing process you're going through. Today when we do the essential oils, I'm going to offer you gel caps, and you ask which oils go on your feet and which ones you can take internally, and you'll ask how many drops. And so which friend or family member are you picking?
And my friend is here.
Okay, so how about your dog?
My dog's here. Well, I have three more dogs home. Actually, Sam.
Right, so ask which trapped emotion she can release today.
Him or the one I have home?
How about the one you have at home?
Because yeah,
I want to teach you how to do someone that's not here. Is that doing everything it's supposed to be doing over there? So I had a friend in Arizona when I first took this class that it just amazed me that this stuff could work. Because you don't have to have your theta machine, you don't have to be anywhere, you don't need any tools, you just need intention. And the worst thing you can do is not try. I have friends that hate their mom, don't talk to their mom, don't want to do it, say they don't have time. I said, so put the emotion code chart next to the toilet.
Oh, interesting.
You have time. Clear one or two trapped emotions a day. Within 6 months, you should see a change in that relationship.
Now, I came up with liver, gallbladder for him, and guilt.
Okay.
And that actually fits.
That's really fits.
Because his person died.
Guilt, and he'll have heartache and grief and
yes.
A whole bunch of other ones.
Yes.
But you have to ask which one is today.
Well,
you know, because remember I told you I had 263 trapped emotions, and stubborn came up at least 16 times in different areas of my life. Inherited male, inherited female, and then heart wall, and age 2, and age 4, and age 7, and age 9. And you're peeling off the layer like an onion, but you can't peel off the inside layer till you do the outside layer. With her yes and no's, this is her way of doing it sitting down. So I showed you this yesterday. So when I'm using this, I'm pushing these fingers really hard together. And this is the one I'm trying to pull through. And when I say show me a yes, it's very tight. When I say show me a no, it breaks through. So usually when I turn on people's yes and no's, it's not just a word, it's a feeling in your body. So usually I say, you know, when you're thinking yes, think of something you really wanted in your childhood or growing up or at work, and you really wanted it and someone said yes. What was that feeling in your body? And then think about something you really wanted and they said no, and what was that feeling in your body? That's what you're looking for, not just a black and white yes and no word. So once you tap into that, you really feel it from within. And the point of turning that on is so that if the vet says, I want to inject your horse with, like, you're just rocking back on your heels without even saying, here, let me see if that's appropriate. So that's why I like using the divine pendulum. This is just a quicker way when we want to go through a lot of things, or like I showed you, my finger sideways. It's not really something that you want to learn because it can be hard on these knuckles, but I can go down a horse's leg and say, is there pain, 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 pain here? Yes, what does it want? Pain, pain, pain here. Is it navicular groove related? Is it bacterial, fungal, frog related? What does the body need for it?
Now, what happens with your fingers when you do that?
So I showed this yesterday.
Right.
My yes feels like I just put on clear nail polish and it's
okay.
Sticky.
Okay.
And my no feels like
so
the nail was
your,
buffed.
Okay, so you're working your finger. Okay.
And it slides off.
Okay.
Off and yes sticks.
What about releasing, I don't know if this even makes sense, but releasing a trapped emotion for a pet that's crossed over?
You can do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who's the pet attached to?
Well, I just got the name of one of my pets that had crossed over, and I was like, oh, well, that's weird. He's.
So who else in the family is it affecting?
I don't know. You said somebody in the family. So
right. But who else is he affecting that it's still coming up? Is he affecting any of the cats?
Me.
Is he affecting you? Is he affecting husband?
I would say me.
the energy, but use your yes and no to find out.
Okay, what am I asking? Is it affecting me?
So what, whose energy is he tied to that he still needs an emotion cleared? Okay, so everybody get the person's or pet's trapped emotion? Because if it's family, it's affecting you.
If it was me, I didn't get anybody else.
If it's family, it's affecting you.
Okay. So that would be an inherited, or, well, not really, but so.
I ask on animals, do I need to know anything else about it to clear it? I didn't read his whole pet book. I'm just kind of, do I need to know anything else, or can I just clear it? Do I need to know if it's regular Hartwell or inherited? Every once in a while, past life stuff comes up, and I didn't know anything about that till 5 or 6 years ago. I go, past life? Ooh.
What if you get yes to all three?
So then there's more than one emotion to clear.
Okay.
Or is that one emotion stuck in all three areas? Is there one statement that you can do to clear all of them? So everyone says, I just have these amazing questions. I said, yeah, but I was that Y child, and I had a mom that always just said, because I said so. And once they found out I could ask questions, I asked a lot of questions. Is there anything else I need to know about? Yes. Is it da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da? No. Is it something else? Yes. So we get into that in level two, advanced applied kinesiology. So now that we've got the structure of the horse's body moving correctly and we're unwinding all this, what does this hawk need to heal? What does this need to heal? How many days? What's the vitality going to be in 21 days? It's only at 77%, so something else is needed, yes. Is it an essential oil? No. Is it a dynamite product? Yes. Is it something you take internally? Is it something you apply externally? Do you need both? So cool. It's much easier than level one, and everyone says I should just get a t-shirt that says ask. You know, so we're working on, a lady had contacted me, and she said her horse kept saying April, April, and it was March, so she figured he was just looking forward to spring. And then she stumbled across one of my videos, and her horse had stage four roar, and they wanted the $5,000 surgery. It's when the laryngeal nerve becomes compressed and the flap can't open and they can't get oxygen. And they're like, so he couldn't even be ridden anymore. Big sweet horse. So we went and worked on him, and I found that all the cranial bones are compressed on left side and first rib is out on left side, compressing both ends of laryngeal nerve, which runs in a different pattern on the right side of the body. So all the tie-back surgeries are always on the left, but nobody's catching that. So we did all that body work, and then we're like, "How? What does he need? He needs herbs for nerve regeneration. Can he have them now? No. He needs them in 21 days. Yes. How much does he need then? What does he need now? He needed cold laser therapy to break down the scar tissue and adhesions and to open up, and the nerves didn't want to be regenerated until that happened. So we did that whole protocol, and she got him back to stage two, where she could like trot him alongside the golf cart and listen to his breathing. Then the equine dentist did 3 injection shots on the same side and blew it up. And I was like, and she was one of my students too. I was like, really? You couldn't have done the shot on the other vein on the other side since we already knew we had all these issues going on that side? So, but we did get stage 4 to stage 2, but I didn't get to hear about any other progress. And that was in a period of 90 days. Didn't have to have the $5,000 tie-back surgery. So that's what level 2 is about. What does the body need now? What's it going to be in 30 days? What does it need then? What's the next protocol? Because your clients want that. Well, what do I do now? What do I do next week? What do I do the week after that? I don't know. Let's ask. Pretty cool. You can give the horse NCD every day for 30 days in your mind and ask what their vitality will be in 30 days. I made that up. So cool. So, okay, getting back to clearing someone that is not here. When I took this course, my friend in Arizona that had hosted me, She had to put down her old German Shepherd that was in pain. In the same week, her dad died, and her big gray Amazon parrot and her kitchen pet died, all in one week. And she called me, and she's out in the car hyperventilating, doesn't want to be on the planet, can't be around people, can't breathe, can't stop crying. And I said, well, I'm in the middle of taking this class, don't know anything about it, but this is what my instructor said to do. Do I have permission to work on you? She says, yes. And so I was clearing trapped emotions that were all heart wall. I think it was 3 or 4 a day. And she called me like 10 minutes later after I did it. And she said, did you do something? Because I can breathe now. Remember, grief is lungs. So I just kept clear. And she goes, I feel like I can actually handle life now. I go, oh, this is really cool. You can do it on airplanes, when you're going somewhere. It doesn't matter where it is. It's just all intention. And we're all connected like cell phones. How does a cell phone work? Same way distance healing works. Okay? So you're going to envision whoever you want to work on is in front of you, and if they're a big person, you can kind of shrink them down. You know, you don't want to be going, you know, like for a big horse. I just kind of shrink them down and say, is this appropriate? If you're not sure if you can do the healing, I learned from the Tao Temple, always say, as appropriate. You know, I'm going to do this healing for this person as appropriate. So if I want to do someone in front of me, so say like Chris, regular heart wall current. So my friend has heart wall current, column A, column B, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, unworthy. So Chris Laud can now release trapped heart wall emotion of unworthy. I'm just envisioning that he's laying on his face on a massage table, and I'm going from the back of his head down over his sacrum and tailbone. So Chris Laud can now release a trapped heart wall emotion of unworthy. All thoughts, feelings, and emotions and heart wall unworthy is now being released from Chris Laud. Chris Laud can now release trapped heart wall emotion of unworthy. All thoughts, feelings, emotions of unworthy are now being released from his body. And I lean forward. I asked, did I get it? You can ask if their vitality went up. But if you're having issues with someone you're in a relationship with, you better clear them while they're gone, because they can get out of the pattern that they're stuck in. I get chills when I do that. So what'd you get when I did that? Did you feel any kind of sense of something? When I just did the person that I did?
Well, I guess I can't describe it, but yeah, it made me feel good.
Mm-hmm. So the worst thing we can do is not try.
Right.
People say, I didn't think I could do it good enough. The worst thing you could do is not try at all. Because everything is love and intention, and if you start from there, that's just where we start. So your doggy can be on your lap. You can just envision stroking over. You can ask what the vitality is of your doggy. So what's your dog's name?
Sam.
Sam? Sam. Okay. He's like at 19%, which is pretty low. So you can clear 1 or 2 trapped emotions off of him and see how that does for him. And you can kind of do that every day. And then look at the organs it's affecting. You know, there's other ways of clearing trapped emotions, which she knows, but I really like going back to that organ. And you guys noticed that your trapped emotions yesterday affected bladder and small intestine and other things that are going on with your body. After you clear all of those, Dr. Bradley Nelson goes into old injuries. So when I do cranial sacral on someone on the table, and their whole sacrum and tailbone is gray and no life and color, and I'll go back to age 3, get the trapped emotion of something, what happened to age 3, parents getting divorced or something, and clear that, and they notice things start to open up in that area. So when I have a knee pain or a hip pain, is there any trapped emotion in there? Thank you very much. Da 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 da. You can leave. I'm 55. I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing better now than I was 5 years ago, and I'm doing better now than 10 years ago. Cool. So go ahead and release that trapped emotion on. Oh, hi.
Well, look who's all springy this morning.
Yeah. Oh. Had some trapped emotions. I'm not in pain.
I can't say I'm believing anything.
Can you turn that?
Dog is a different dog.
Can you come give a testimony? Because we're filming.
Okay.
Can you come? Yeah, and then
swear
and
to God.
Hold on, tell the story in front of my camera. Come on. Come on over. I'm inviting you to come and share because we worked on this man's dog yesterday. Now you want to share the story? Come here.
And
yeah.
She's been a good dog. She's been pretty energetic and everything, but since last night that you worked on her, I really think she's, I don't know for sure, but I got to say that.
Happier in her body?
Exactly. Whatever you want to call it.
Happier in her body. Yeah.
She just wants biscuits.
I want biscuits.
I think that's what you
did.
She wants biscuits.
Life is good.
No, seriously, I think she's, for whatever reason, I just think she's more.
Her vitality is way up.
Yeah.
Yes.
When we're in pain all the time.
And she's always up, but this is more so.
But it's just like when you get up in the morning, you're just a little uncomfortable. You can't be as happy. Yeah.
No, you're right. Absolutely, that's another thing. She's not as growly.
And she's smiling. She's smiling.
Well, I don't know, but man, I'll tell you what,
it's
pretty awesome.
When we did this video, you know, she started like that dog, and she was a rescue dog. And when we took this picture, I mean, that wasn't Photoshop. She was just smiling.
She's
a smiling dog.
She wants the egg.
Yeah, you got your doggy body work.
It's a little different.
Yeah. No, no, no. It's my egg. Sit. Thank you. She's much more responsive to sit, and she sits more square now.
Oh, she just, boom, it's right down.
Yeah, before she had to think how she could kind of come down. And she's a little hesitant when he asked her to sit. Now it's just boom. So if dog agility and dog training could get into this and get the bodies working a little correctly, the dogs could be a little bit more.
I got to say, I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Me too, Terry.
Woo! One more happy body on the planet.
Yes.